Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. On Friday, NASA is going to impact the moon with a probe. That's going to be fascinating. Look for the results of that on an upcoming Real Science Friday. And also here at Bob Enyart Live, we have previewed Darwin's Dilemma, The Cambrian Explosion, the new DVD from the folks who made Unlocking the Mystery of Life and the Privileged Planet. This is going to be phenomenal, what's coming up in the next weeks and months on the creation science front. So stay tuned. Now, you've heard of Communicators for Christ, have you? Well, Lila Rose, this extraordinary young woman who was the banquet speaker for Colorado Right to Life. Lila Rose, 21 years old, travels the country coast to coast in the media, undercover expose of Planned Parenthood. She spent some years with Communicators for Christ, and on the radio right now, we have some of the current members of Communicators for Christ, and let's start with Josh Craddock. Josh, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing really great. What city are you in, and let's tell the audience what you guys are doing.
Right now, we're in Billings, Montana, and like you said, we're with Communicators for Christ, so we're traveling around the country. In a motorhome, we have 12 teenage interns who are speaking around the country and teaching students about communication.
Wow. And so give me an idea of the kind of topics you guys cover when you go to a city.
Well, when we go to a city, we teach public speaking. And so we'll teach young kids, like 7 to 11-year-olds, the basics of public speaking, how to get up and tell a joke in front of an audience or introduce themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the older students, they are taught to give speeches, such as they could give expository speeches, which is exposing something or informing an audience about something that they're interested in.
Right.
And also persuasive speeches about cultural issues and trying to change people's minds about important issues like that.
Wow. So what kind of important issues might Communicators for Christ want to deal with?
Well, we specifically teach several styles of debate, which is where we have clash of ideas. So we're teaching students to be able to combat ideas such as, you know, atheistic and humanistic ideas and replacing them instead with, you know, Christian ideals. So we would teach kids to be able to defend their faith, apologetic speaking.
Wow.
Issues like that.
And Josh, the banquet speaker for Colorado Right to Life. Every year, Colorado Right to Life has this phenomenal banquet. And this year, it was one of the best ever. And our keynote speaker was a 21-year-old girl named Lila Rose. And she delivered one of the best speeches ever given at a banquet I've been at. Eloquent, powerful, dramatic, significant. And she's 21 years old, speaking to an audience. The average age must have been 40. And she spent years in the Communicators for Christ learning how to be effective. So you guys have come to us on Bob Enyart Live with already a glowing reputation, thanks to Lila Rose. So who do you have with you there in Billings in the room?
Well, I have several of my friends, fellow interns. And go ahead and you can introduce yourselves.
This is Hannah Kettering.
Hello, Hannah. Welcome.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing great. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. What do you do, Hannah, with Communicators for Christ?
Well, I work specifically with the chapters, which are groups set up around the country where students can get together anywhere between the ages of 6 and 19, and they get together and just really focus on community outreach and using communication to reach out to the culture around them. So when the chapters come to conferences, I help to sort of coordinate them, answer any of their questions, as well as helping with any new chapters that are developing, giving them the information that they need and just kind of helping to coordinate all of that.
Well, Hannah, let me ask you this. Cheryl and I, we have raised 7 boys. We're still in the process. And our youngest, we homeschool. They're 8, 10, and 12, and they're in the Denver area, Zachary, Michael, and Dominic. And
okay.
We would love for them to get involved with Communicators for Christ. How do they get involved?
Well, we're actually coming to Denver this next week, actually, October 14th through the 17th. And we have a specific one-day program for kids 7 to 11 where they can come and just learn the basics of communication, like Josh was saying. And then at the conference, you'll have the opportunity to meet and network with any Colorado chapters that are in the area that are represented there. So it would just be a really neat opportunity to be able to kind of start getting involved.
Okay, so our two younger kids could go to the one-day event on, that's for ages 7 to 11.
And that's on the 16th.
On the 16th. And then how about older kids, like Zachary's 12?
Mm-hmm.
And older kids through age, let's see, you said, what did I hear before? Ages 6 to what?
19.
6 mm-hmm. to 19. So how about older kids? What could they do?
Well, there's a two-day debate conference on October 14th and 15th where they would just be learning critical thinking and analysis. And then the speech conference is the 16th and the 17th, and that's where they would just learn other types of communication and persuasion.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, hey, you know what? Our kids, we want to do this. So could you tell me this, Hannah? You said there's chapters around the country. Could you give us an idea? Is this in 5 cities, 10 cities?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have about 30 chapters, right? I think 35 chapters right now, actually. So we have them in quite a few states, and the program is constantly growing and expanding. And we've actually added several new chapters already this tour, so it's been really exciting to see.
Wow, that is great. Okay, and then how about Robin? We heard there's a Robin there?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Robin. Your name is?
Robin Schofield.
Hi, Robin. What do you do with Communicators for Christ?
Well, I am the tournament director along with Josh. And so we work on setting up a tournament during the speech portion of the conference where the students have prepared speeches and then they're able to present them in front of parents to evaluate them and give them feedback. And so they're able to practice their persuasion skills and the speeches that they've prepared. And then I'm also involved with an activity called Public Forum that Josh helps lead. And that is a style of debate that the Institute for Cultural Communicators is starting up this year, which is really exciting. And that is where we'll take the students and we introduce them to the format and the framework of Public Forum, and then we actually work with a resolution about teen driving curfews. And so they brainstorm ideas and come up with pros and cons about this resolution about teen driving curfews and then present their thoughts and ideas to parent judges and are evaluated on that. So there's many different opportunities for evaluation during the conference. And so those are some of the things that I'm involved with.
So, Robin,
4 days.
So
yeah.
Robin, in other words, that's an example, like teen driving curfews. That's an example of a public policy issue that maybe it's not on the forefront of every newspaper headlines above the fold, but it's an example of something that people, young people, could use to think through critical thinking skills, hone their debating skills, and understand how the dynamic works of presenting ideas and persuading people.
Exactly. It might not be the most important issue, but we work through the framework of the public forum style, and then they can take that and use that then in their communities. And they practice, you know, with and against one another, because iron sharpens iron. So it's the framework that we're teaching, and then they can then take that and apply it to more important issues.
Wow. Now, a couple years ago, I was sort of floating in the Aegean Sea on a cruise ship, and there was somebody on the ship who had been – oh, wait, it was Josh Craddock. Josh, you remember we were in the Aegean?
I remember that.
That was on our tour, Bob and Yurt Live tour of Greece, and I think we were headed to Ephesus in Turkey.
Yeah.
And we met another cruise member who had nothing to do with our group of about 30 people, and – he was a student at Patrick Henry College. Is that right, back east?
Yeah, he went to Patrick Henry College. And as I remember, he had been involved with some of the speech and debate stuff as well.
Exactly. And so it was so fascinating to me. We're halfway around the world. We meet an eloquent young man who is also has been trained through the same basic Christian outreach. And Josh, you were, if I recall, as soon as we got back to New York City, you were headed to Patrick Henry because you were in the nationals competition.
Yeah, we had a national debate and speech competition there. And actually, Robin and Hannah were there as well. Yeah. So.
And could you tell us, for example, if you could think back to that national test competition, what topics were you guys debating back then?
I was debating the issue of medical malpractice law and a lot of issues about our litigation system and how some of that has gone wrong over the last few years, but specifically in the area of medical malpractice.
Mm-hmm. And then the issue that I was talking about was about the media and whether or not their right to share or their right to withhold the sources of confidential information was more important than the public's right to know those sources.
Wow. All right. Was that Hannah?
Mm-hmm.
And then Robin, were you involved in that national competition?
Yeah, I was. And Hannah and I were doing the same style of debate. So I was debating the confidential sources debate as well as presenting speeches.
All right. Now, this current tour that you're on, you said you guys will be in Denver October 14th through the 17th. Where have you been? First, well, how many cities altogether will this tour encompass?
We've got conferences in approximately 13 cities, and we're going to be performing our evening program, our Lead the Escape evening program, about 20 times across the nation for different large audiences.
Whoa, 13 cities. And so what's the current city right now? You'll be in Denver soon. What's the current city?
We're in Billings, Montana right now,
okay.
And we're on our sixth tour stop. So we're about halfway through.
So Billings, Montana is actually one of your tour cities.
Yes. Yeah, actually the conference starts tomorrow here in Billings.
All right, super. And then when you get to Denver on the 14th, how do people find out how to get involved? Where will your event here be?
Well, there's actually on the website, we have the registration system is all up there. So it's instituteforculturalcommunicators.org, and then they can just get on there and register. It's going to be held at North Glen Christian Church. So that's where the conference will be. But the easiest way to register is just on the website.
Okay.
And if people weren't going to come to the conference or, you know, you don't have children who can come to the conference, then the evening program is open to the community, and that's absolutely free and excellent for all audience ages. And so I'm inviting family members, other people from church, people from your community. That's something that is for people who are going to the conference and for anyone else.
Okay.
And that's Friday night.
Okay, so Friday night open to everybody, and that's at North Glen Christian Church. But the website, now the website I have here is instituteforculturalcommunications.org, but you just gave me a different one.
Right, the instituteforculturalcommunicators.org.
Communicators.org.
Yes.
But what did you just say? Did you say it differently?
No, that was it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So folks in the audience who want to find out more, and it's especially relevant to homeschool families, would you say that?
Not necessarily. It's really for anyone who wants to. It's for anyone who's coming to look to better communicate with culture from a Christian perspective. So yes, especially homeschool families, but also private schools, Christian schools.
Okay. So anybody really who's able to make it, any young person, student, is welcome to come, and they could really learn a lifetime worth of skills. So the website is instituteforculturalcommunicators.org. And at our website, we will post a link just in case somebody's driving and they don't think they could remember it. And our website is kgov.com. We'll post a link to you guys. Now, could you step us through a little bit of the organization just for a couple moments? I believe the co-founder was a Mrs. Teresa Moon.
Yep. Mrs. Teresa Moon had the crazy idea. She and her husband had the crazy idea to put 12 to 13 interns in a motorhome and travel with them around the country because they wanted to teach communication skills to Christian students, because impacting culture is something that as Christians we have to do. Because really, I mean, you would understand this, Bob, that anytime we identify ourselves as Christians, we're communicating something. And so as Christians, we have to be communicating something worthwhile and something that is going to be effective to win over culture and to win over individuals. Because as Christians, we want to give a good message and represent Jesus well.
Yeah, we want to be ambassadors of Christ that honor him. And so we want to be truthful, but also, of course, effective.
Exactly.
And I think the effectiveness is where Communicators for Christ comes in so tremendously. Okay, so Hannah, Robin, could you tell me, what does an event look like? Somebody in the audience is thinking about coming along. What does an event look like?
Well, basically they'll come in and we'll have some opening activities for them, just some things where they'll start communicating, but they'll still be able to just kind of relax and have fun. We'll start with an opening program and demonstrate some different types of communication. And then throughout the days, we'll have a mixture of workshops where we'll teach different aspects of communication and also activities and simulations that will kind of help develop skills. One of the ones that I'm really excited about helping with is Model United Nations, where we'll actually divide the students into countries, and they'll have to be a delegate from a country and interact in a crisis situation to learn things like group communication, persuasion, negotiation, that sort of thing. So we'll have different activities like that to really help them put into practice the skills that they're learning. And then while the students are going through workshops and simulations, there are also classes and workshops for any coaches or parents that would come to the Communicators for Christ event. And so they would get to have workshops with Mrs. Moon and with other interns and leaders about how to help further teach communication skills to their students, how to possibly become more involved with a chapter, how to further coach.
All right, and when folks go to the website, if they're like Cheryl and I and they're interested in getting their kids involved, we go to the website, instituteforculturalcommunicators.org, and to get involved, I guess they can register right online?
Yep, you can find more information about the tour. And specifically, you can also find information about the evening program on the website for the Denver conference.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things we're really excited about is, I mean, we have a lot of different opportunities for Christian students in addition to just the conference. If there's anyone in the audience who would just kind of like to get a sample or have a night of entertainment, we have 12 nationally recognized speakers we've worked really hard to put together a performance. It's titled Lead the Escape, and it's a collection of different stories, oratories, and it's a bunch of acting that we weave together to bring through this theme, Lead the Escape, from artificial communication toward authentic communication so that we can impact our culture. So that's something that we've put together that's really exciting, and that's for anyone in the audience who is interested, who wants to learn more about the organization, or who just wants to have a fun night with the family.
So what is the average age of these 12 folks, speakers, who will be involved in this evening presentation?
Well, the 12 speakers are the 12 interns. And so those 12 will include Josh, Hannah, and myself, along with our fellow interns. And we're all from the ages of 17 to 19.
So 17 to 19 years of age. Mm-hmm. And will the evening programs, will they be, which evenings will they be?
It'll be Friday night, so that's October 16th at 7.
Okay, say that again. October 16th at 7 p.m.
Yes, sir.
And it's called Lead the Escape?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lead the Escape, October 16th at the North Glen Christian Church. All right, well, I could tell you this. My family and I got pretty excited about Communicators for Christ. We have known about you guys. In fact, Josh Craddock, I think your family invited me over the years to be a judge at the extraordinary competitions downtown Denver over the years.
Yep, we've had a few competitions. And specifically Communicators for Christ, you know, we really emphasize community speaking as well. So some of the interns, one of the interns specifically raised money for a water purifier in Liberia through speaking on community platforms.
Wow.
And then, of course, you know this, Bob, but one of my passions is the pro-life issue and personhood. So I've been speaking on a lot of community platforms about that issue.
And Josh, how has that worked? How receptive have people been as you've gone around the country and talked about the personhood of the unborn child? The unborn child is made in God's image and likeness. What's the reception been like? How has it panned out?
Well, it's been really exciting to have conversations with people and to speak to them about that issue. And I'm really excited about the personhood movement as it grows across the nation, especially with Lyra LaRose co-sponsoring the personhood initiative in California just this last week.
Yeah.
I think this type of thing is very exciting, and I'm really happy to be a part of it and speaking about that issue.
Yeah, in fact, there's a mom from the state of Washington, Maria Lancaster, and she was, I think, after 10 babies had been born in this country, adopted as frozen embryos, Maria and her husband Jeff adopted a little girl, Alicia, who was frozen at 2 cells in North Carolina, and she was kept in a freezer for 4 years. We just interviewed Maria and her daughter Alicia yesterday on this program. And let me tell you, Hannah and Robin, when Jeff and Maria adopted this little frozen, tiny frozen girl, they actually FedExed her from North Carolina to the state of Washington, and 9 months later, she was then born. And so now we're trying to figure out Alicia's real age. She's 6 years old, but she's really 10 years old, Josh. It's pretty interesting.
That is pretty exciting.
Yeah, and so here's a precious little girl, a snowflake child, that the mom and daughter are traveling around the country of their own accord and showing that this really is a movement. This is a movement of God, because people are taking on their own initiative to teach people about the God-given right to life of the unborn person.
Well, our team is really excited, because if everything works out right, we're going to actually meet the Lancasters when we come to Colorado. So we'll be able to meet them and hear their story firsthand. So I'm excited about that personally.
That is a thrill, because they happen to be here for 2 weeks, and so that'll coincide with your trip. That's just great news. All right, guys, we only have another moment left. Any last parting information for the audience?
I would just encourage anyone to come to the evening program because, like Josh said, it's lighthearted and it's entertaining, and yet it leaves you impacted and with a message to take out. And that's the Lead the Escape evening program. So anyone who's coming to the conference or anyone from the community.
Okay, so, and what will that cost? Do you guys know the Lead the Escape evening program?
It's absolutely free, so invite friends, invite Christians and non-Christians, because it'll inspire Christians, mm-hmm. but it's also going to it'll plant some seeds with your non-Christian friends. It's a good witnessing opportunity.
All right, so North Glen Christian Church, also at our website at kgov.com, will provide a link and a map to that church so people could real easy figure out how to get there. And did that start at 7 p.m., is that right? 7 p.m. Friday night, October 16th, and then the whole event is October 14th through 17th. All right, last time, somebody give us the website again.
It's the Institute for Cultural Communicators.org.
The Institute for Cultural Communicators.org. All right, and there is a phone number, right? Could people call this number in Tennessee?
Yes, they can call the number, and they can speak to our office. And most of the information can be found on the website, but we also have email and a phone available on the website.
Okay, and I'll give out the phone number, 615-494-5023, 615-494-5023. If someone is driving and they want to call right away so they don't forget, 615-494-5023. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me on the air.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, thank you.
You're all very welcome. That was Hannah Kettering, Robin Schofield, and Josh Craddock, all with Communicators for Christ. They're coming to Denver October 14th through the 17th. And if you have young kids, and this is the beauty of homeschooling, right? The beauty of homeschooling, you have young kids, you have an opportunity, and you bring them. You decide. You're the principal. You're the teacher. You're the principal. You decide to have a field trip. Go to the zoo, go to Communicators for Christ. And so my wife, Cheryl, said a couple days to me, She said, Bob, you know Josh Craddock's going to be in town? Communicators for Christ, we saw Lila Rose. I'd like our kids to be involved to see what this is all about. So we're so very excited about it. And if you could mark your calendar, October 14th through the 17th, you could go online, instituteforculturalcommunicators.org. You could give them a call, 615-494-5023. If you don't have kids that you plan on signing up, then come on out Friday night, October 16th at 7 o'clock, North Glen Christian Church, because I'd love to see you there. We'll have a great time. And it's free, and so you can bring your kids. You know, it's pretty expensive to take your kids on a night out on a Friday night. In this economy, it's pretty rough for a lot of people. Well, this will be a fabulous time, a great night out with the kids, family fun, inspiring, planting seeds for unbelievers. So you could invite a neighbor, invite a neighbor's kid to come along, and we'll all have a great time. And in the process, we will encourage these young people, and think about how important that is, to encourage these young people. Josh Craddock, is he 18 years old, Josh? Josh Craddock is at the beginning of his life where he has already influenced hundreds of people around the world, hundreds. He could influence thousands, tens of thousands. So could Hannah Ketchering. So could Robin Schofield and the others on their team. So think about not only what will I get out of this, but how can I be a blessing to them? How can I encourage them? And this is a way you could be a blessing and encourage them in what they're doing by coming on out October 16th. And if you have kids and you're able to sign them up, check it out, instituteforculturalcommunicators.org. And if that website is a little too long for you, just go to kgov.com, kgov.com. And today's program, October 6th, 2009, Communicators for Christ, and you'll be able to find the information you need, and Lord willing, we'll see you there. So we're out of time in the Denver metro area, Maranatha Christian Center, simply the best Christian school I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot of them, I'll tell you that. Maranatha Christian Center, our website is kgov.com. We've got so many exciting things coming up, so stay tuned. May God bless you.